Beautiful one, Anne Ribley here, and welcome to this super moon weekend. Let's take a moment and just allow the fullness and the brightness of who we are in, because we are going to see it this weekend. Four important topics I'm going to be covering here. Three super full moons, empowering the authentic you. And this November super full moon, the first out of three, what is going on right now? And I have something important to share with you about 755 days. So let's get started with this super full moon weekend, this super moon that's going to be so bright and illuminating. It is our powerful time to release, renew, and transform. As I've been talking about in the previous full moons that have been leading up to this, there's a new order that's happening internally in synchronization with all of us about getting back in sync with what's true, what's authentic. So if something has felt out of sorts in your life, no worries. This is what you're being called to do. Has something felt out of sync for you? This need for a deep renewal of authentic transformation is bubbling up. So here we are at the first of three consecutive super full moons. This week, when it is the first, December, we will have the strongest magnetizing super moon out of the three. And this is before we enter into the holiday. So it's going to be imperative for each of us to take the time to get still and allow this renewal that is asking to come forth. So when we have a super full moon, this is where, you know, always when we have a full moon or a new moon, we are entering into a time of alignment, and we will be asked to look at our life, energies that need to come in balance, because nature is coming in balance. Nature is coming into alignment. It's the rhythms and cycles. The moon is the true keeper of time. It keeps the rhythms and cycles, and it makes sure that energy doesn't stay stagnant. Our oceans depend on the moon, because that is where we get our waves from, the magnetic poles of the moon moving around the earth. So here we are at a super full moon. We are going to be feeling ourselves. It's going to be being pulled forth from us what wants to be released and renewed to help us enter into a deeper, more powerful state of being, better connection, better belonging. Nature is constantly in a state of thriving to get to homeostasis, to balance, to healthy. So at the super full moon, which this has been, you can see what's been happening as it's been being activated. You may look to your life and see in the last 10 days, what is sweeping across our lives personally and collectively that has been asking to be reordered, that has been asking for it to be brought into balance. This extremely potent time can almost feel volatile as it stirs these major imbalances to the surface. Facades are falling down all around us. And these facades, where what has been hiding the truth that is collapsing. And, you know, I've talked about this in previous, in the last like 4 to 5 months about how these power structures are shifting. But we are seeing this. And so when we got the power that we hold this weekend and the power that we hold even within ourselves during this time is to look at what's true for us that wants to emerge. I just had the beautiful opportunity to spend this last week at a live Brené Brown talk where she was going over her new book, or sharing from her new book, Braving the Wilderness. And one of the most powerful aspects that I got out of this was we are in a time where we need to be asking ourselves what's true versus what's possible. What's true? This places us in our deeper, most powerful connection. And there's many aspects to what that means in the form of what's true. it takes us out of disconnecting from others, because there's a true sense of when, you know, Houston, where she's from, was overtaken by Hurricane Harvey, it didn't matter what someone's religious, political beliefs were. What's true was the true connection of humanity that was existing to help one another. So this is a time to build a truer connection with life and each other. So I want you to look to your life and really tap into this sense of what's true, because we are in a relational healing time, including our relationship with our true selves. We are in a cleansing cycle right now where the lower consciousness, vibration, frequency, mode of living and interacting both personally and collectively is shifting into balance in a way that has more sustainability, that has more true authenticity. So these three consecutive super moons that are happening, which is November 4th and 5th this weekend, December 3rd, and the final one peaking in January 1st, 2018, will mark an incredible cycle for every single one of us personally and collectively. When events happen in threes, it's a powerful manifesting number. It has sticking power. So these three super full moons, to have the third one end on January 1st, the new year, 2018, it's a defining, definite marker of a new cycle, of a new upcoming year. So this combination that we have puts us in a highly sensitive releasing time as we set our pathways into how we're going to speak our future self into being in this upcoming year. And you can help yourself right now by doing the spiritual housekeeping that aligns you to your stronger connection, to the transformative shift that's coming into your life right now. So just look to your life. Your answers are in there. Your answers on what's true, what's coming through, what wants to step forward, what is your authentic connection. Your life is speaking to you right now, and those answers are there, and you can enable yourself to live with more honoring, truthful self-love. So use this power time to empower yourself. So the three main focuses for November is about the first one, releasing and letting go. Whether we want them or not, the darker hidden realms needing a healing release are now coming out of the dark and into the light. If we do not deny, fear, avoid the growth that wants to renew us in a truthful way, we will not only enhance, increase, expand our self-love, we will also promote that relational respect, that deep self-honoring respect that is needing to be restored and strengthened within ourselves and one another. This deep relational respect for ourselves and one another, this is literally taking ourselves by the hand and walking ourselves out of the forest of self-betrayal, self-denial, showing up, standing before yourself, within yourself, and getting inside your life. So the second focus is what's true will transform anew. If we can acknowledge and accept what's true right now, and this what's true is, you could say the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, all the facets of what's true, of where it is right now, we begin to stop the resisting, the reacting, and we get real. And when we get real, we get authentic. And when we get authentic, we activate the very true connection and nature of who we are. And we lead ourselves out of the forest, out of those woods that can feel heavy, dark, and dense, filled with disconnection, stuck life energy that cause painful suffering. So what's true will transform anew for you. Like, do your ritual, write it right in really taking the time to look at your life and unpack what's true in all of its facets to release and let it go. This will take you to your path of higher altitude, where your vision stands, where you can actually see into the future self that you're going to speak and be into being. You'll become transformed in truthful ways. That's where you'll transform anew. And third is about synchronizing your soul. You are your soul. You have a body, you have a mind, you have emotions, you have relationships, you have a job, you have roles, you have money. You have all of those things, but you are your soul. You are the spark of light, the spark of divine intelligence. And we have been hurting in many ways with disconnection and suffering and power misplacement and being out of sync with our real sense of time. Or maybe we've been suffering in a situation that has needed clearing. I mean, we can look around and we can see it happening. It's not about one particular event. It is about a call to the wild within us, the nature of us, to synchronize our soul. These super moon times, they hold powerful aligning potential to bring into balance what has gone too far to an extreme. Look to your life right now. Look what is out of balance. If you're feeling a sense of just time, look at the activities around time that are happening in your life that are out of balance. Let your soul speak. Synchronize what's true for you and use your ritual to write it right. Antenna to God, to Source, to the universal loving presence that surrounds, is around. Let it go and let your transformation begin. Let's talk about empowering the authentic you. That's so much about what this true connection is, what this time is being called for. The subject is big and what needs to be covered and the ways to activate, to get clear and to have the work around, the practice of, the exercises, the insights that I am devoting a full live workshop where it will be interactive. It'll be live with exercises in a way for you to where I will take your hand and give you the best I have and help you walk deeper in embodying and empowering the authentic you. This is the time we're being called to step forward into it. So you can register for that webinar by clicking the link that is included in the email. You can find it on Facebook to make sure that you have the registration link to enter into the live workshop. So I look forward to connecting with you and being with you at that time. And my final reminder is life is about showing up. So if you can show up, this is what we're being called to do. I highly encourage you to show up and participate in this live. I really curated this time frame so that it was the easiest to be able to begin your weekend with this workshop information and allowing yourself to simmer in this live experience together. Also, during this workshop, I am going to go through the details that I'm excited to announce that my Soul Stamina course has been off the market and not been available in a guided participation way for 755 days. That's right. The last time I offered it as a guided course was 755 days ago on October 11th, 2015. And I'm going to have details about how you can join me, where I will help guide you through if you're interested in learning about how you can create your soul stamina plan coming up in 2018. And I'll have some details on that on the webinar as well. I look forward to connecting with you. This is an incredible time, and I hope you use this to synchronize the nature of you with the nature around you, because you are so worthy of your beautiful, best life. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.